这首诗歌是一个得胜荣耀的诗歌。
This is a victorious and glorious hymn.
现在我们要来看圣经，圣经也有荣耀得胜的诗歌。
Now we're going to study the Bible. There's also a song of victory and glory in the Bible.
撒加利亚书第九章。
Let's turn to Zechariah chapter 9.
请看撒加利亚书九章，从十一节来看。
Let's read from verse 11.
十一节到十七节这一段话，这是神成为战士，跟以色列百姓一起来敌对这些敌人。
From verse 11 to verse 17, God became a warrior to fight alongside the Israelites against their enemy.
那么这一段呢，是紧接着在预言耶稣基督骑着驴子进入耶路撒冷这段话之后。
And this passage follows a previous passage about the Lord Jesus coming into the city on a colt of a donkey.
所以这是在末日主耶稣要带领他的子民来跟世界的各国来做最后的征战。
This represents how Jesus is going to come to fight against the evil of the world alongside his chosen people.
但是我们要先从字面上的意思先来了解。
But first, we need to understand the passage from its literal meaning.
我们知道这个预言通常它都有多重或是多层的应验。
Because we know that prophecies often have multiple dimensions.
好，十一节。西安哪，我因与你立约的血，将你们中间被掳而囚的人，从无水的坑中释放出来。这里呢提到锡安，就是耶路撒冷。
It mentions Zion, which is Jerusalem.
这个锡安已经成为以色列百姓的一个代称了。
And the word Zion has become a representation of the Israelites.
原来它是一座山。
Zion was a mountain.
耶路撒冷就建在锡安山。
The city of Jerusalem has been built on this mountain.
所以不管是讲锡安还是讲耶路撒冷，它是代表整个以色列百姓。
And we mention Zion or Jerusalem, it is said to mention to represent the Israelites.
那神说我要与你们，我因着跟你们立约的血呢，要来拯救你们。
And God says, because of the blood of your covenant, I will come and save you.
这个是从一个约开始的。
And this process starts from a covenant.
我们知道说神跟以色列百姓立约是出于神的主动。
We know that when God made a covenant with the Israelites, the initiative came from God.
神的话语是不会落空的。
We know that God's word will surely come to pass.
但是他特地用一个约跟百姓立一个约，让百姓很清楚知道说神的话一定会成全。
But God made a covenant with the people to make it known that His word shall come to pass.
而且这个约是用血来做见证的。
And this covenant was written down to be a testimony.
所以在旧约献牛羊、斑鸠或鸽子用这个血呢来赎百姓的罪。
In the Old Testament time, animals had to be sacrificed and blood was shed in order to wash the sins away.
那这个约就是代表权利跟义务的相对关系。
To establish a covenant, and this covenant represents responsibility and duty.
也就是说，你尽了义务，你就能够享权利。
It means that if you have performed your duty and what you're responsible for, you will enjoy a certain condition.
你每个月付租金，你按定期付租金。你就可以继续住在这个房子里面。
For example, if you pay your rent every month, that you can continue to live in your apartment.
那你不付租金，就不能再住这个房子。
But if you do not pay your rent, you can no longer live in your apartment.
这是租约房子所出租的这样的一个约定。
And this is an example of a rental agreement.
那以色列百姓他们要遵守神的律法。
The Israelites had to observe the laws of God.
那这块应许之地就可以让他们一直住在那里。
And as long as they observed the law, they could live on this promised land forever.
但是他们不尽义务，不守神的律法， 那背叛了这个约，那当然这个土地要收回来了。
But if they did not perform what they were responsible for, they did not follow the law, of course, God would take back the land.
所以我们从创世纪第一章第一节开始，我们就看到旧约圣经它一直在讲土地。
From Genesis, the Old Testament often mentioned about the land.
亚当夏娃违背神命令，没有尽义务，土地就收回来，把他们赶出伊甸园。
Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and so God took the land from them. They were cast out of the Garden of Eden.
那到了挪亚时代呢？这个当时候的人啊，整天所想的都是恶，所以神用大水毁灭那个地，把土地收回来。
In the time of Noah, all that the people thought about was evil continually, and so God took away the land by sending the flood.
好了，到了四世时代了，他们已经进到那个土地了。
Now we come to the time of the judges. The people had already entered the land.
因为神跟亚伯拉罕立约哈，就把那个应许之地要赐给他跟他的后裔。
And because God had made a covenant with Abraham to give the land to his descendants.
所以神带领百姓出埃及，进到迦南地。
God led the people out of Egypt into the land of Canaan.
但是在四世时代，我们也可以看得出来。
But in the time of judges, we can tell.
他们没有尽本分，神就兴起附近的邻邦的国家呢。来压制他们，所以虽然在那块土地生活，却是不自由，不能够享安乐。
And God raised up because the people disobeyed God's laws. God raised up enemies within the land to suppress them, and so they could not enjoy the land.
那当他们回转归向神，向神呼求的时候，神就兴起士师来拯救他们，使他们又重获自由。
But when they returned to God, they cried out to God. God raised up judges to save them, and they were once again able to enjoy the land.
那在整个四世时代四百多年，大概就是有七个循环：堕落、认罪悔改、再复兴；堕落被压制、再认罪悔改、再复兴。
And throughout the 400 years of the judges, the Israelites went through seven cycles of corruption. Being suppressed by enemies, repentance, and being saved.
这个就是神跟百姓所立的约。
And this is the type of covenant that God made with the people.
那到了王国时代啊，他们拜偶像。
In the time of the kings, the people worship idols.
离弃神。
They forsook God.
所以亚述国把北朝灭掉，巴比伦把南朝灭掉。
Therefore, Assyria destroyed Israel, and Babylon destroyed Judah.
那块地已经让他们污秽了。
And the land was corrupted and contaminated by them.
神把土地收回来。
God took back this land.
他们被掳到外邦去。
And they were taken captive to foreign lands.
满了十个安息年。
And after they had fulfilled 10 Sabbath years.
神要让土地安息。
God, because God wanted to rest the land.
那也让以色列百姓在外邦国度能够安静来思想来认罪悔改。
At the same time, this is a time for the Israelites to be in to reflect and ponder in the foreign lands about God.
那既然这个约是用血来立的，
and since the covenant was written with words,
表示说
by blood,
不可违背。
It means that it's something that cannot be broken.
违背了就要流血。血是生命，所以要付出生命的代价。
If the covenant was broken, blood must be shed in order to amend the covenant.
那虽然以色列百姓背约但是神还是主动爱他们。
Even though the Israelites went against the covenant, God still loved them.
所以神在纪念他跟以色列百姓所立的约，要再拯救他们。
And God remembered the covenant that He had made with the Israelites, and He decided to save them.
让他们从被掳之地回来。
So that they can return from the land of captivity.
那十二节又看到
In verse 12.
十二节的底下说：“我必加倍赐福给你们。
”It says, "I will restore double to you."
让他们回来得到自由，还要加倍赐福。
Not only will God call them back to receive freedom, but God will restore double to them.
再来，神要以以色列百姓成为武器，要开始征战了，要展开一场圣战。
Then God will make the Israelites as a mighty weapon to have this holy war.
神用犹大做上弦的弓，拿以法莲为张弓的箭。
He says that God will make Judah as a bow and Ephraim as a fitted bow.
这里的以法莲也是代表以色列百姓。
Ephraim represents Israelites.
西安呢，我要激发你的众子，攻击希腊的众子，使你如勇士的刀。
And God will raise up the sons of Zion and make them into the sword of a mighty man.
所以神要跟以色列百姓并肩作战。
And God will fight with alongside the Israelites.
那以色列百姓呢，要成为神的武器。
And the Israelites will become a weapon of war for God.
就是神要用的器皿呢。
It means that God would use them as a weapon.
但是重点是，你看十四节。
But what's important is in verse 14.
主必显现在他们以上。
The Lord will be seen over them.
就是神要在这些人上，在这些在神要居高位啊。来带领以色列百姓往前征战。
It means that God, the Lord, will be set on high to lead the people into battle.
然后呢，你看看神亲自来成为一个战士的。
And the Lord will himself become a warrior.
他的箭臂射出像闪电。
His arrow will be shot out like lightning.
他要吹角，要乘南风的旋风而行。
And he will blow the trumpet and like the south wind.
那十五节就提到神。带领百姓得胜敌人呢制服的敌人。
And he will lead them to subdue the enemies.
不但让他们回来加倍赐福，并且神要为他们征战。
Not only will God lead them back, God will bless them with double portion, and God will lead them into victory.
那么百姓成为神的器皿。
In this way, the people became a weapon, a vessel of God.
我们这几天都有在勉励我们大家哈，要多为主耶稣做圣工。那么我们现在也缺少这个专职的工人。
In these few days, we have been encouraging everyone to participate in the holy work, and especially we're lacking in holy workers.
在教会的发展过程里头，我们发现，如果专职工人能够稳定的成长，对教会事工的成长是很大的帮助。
And we also know that as we grow the church, if we lack full-time workers, it would impede the work of the church.
我们这个牧养工作如果能够做得好这个神的工人就很多人会出来。
And if we can do the work of pastoring better, we will see that there will many workers that will come forth.
我们需要牧者。
We need shepherds.
那这个全世界的问题都是这样。
And this is the same issue throughout the world.
在台湾现在的传道是128位。
There are 128 preachers in Taiwan.
教会数跟祈祷所合起来大概是300处。
And there are about 300 churches or houses of prayers.
那么从去年开始到未来整个十年的当中，有50位的传道人要退休。
In the next 10 years, there will be 50 ministers and preachers who will retire.
这是年届满65岁届龄退休的。那如果这当中他有特别特殊的因素要退休的，那就会超过50个。
And so this is going by the figure that if people retire at the age of 65, but there are some special circumstances in which some preachers need to retire earlier.
那第五十个就是到我就是第五十个。
I'm the fifth.
九年以后要退休。
By rank, I'm number 50, so I'm due to retire in 9 years.
好了，有很多弟兄姐妹说，传道你退休几年了？
And sometimes brothers and sisters will ask me, preacher.For how many years have you been retired?
其实我还有九年才会退休哈。
But I tell you, I still have 9 years before I can retire.
那你看，现在一年招收两个、三个，来不及补啊！你现在平均每一年都要五个。
If you go by the current admission rate to the theological school of 1 to 2 per year, we will never catch up. We need about 5 theological students every year.
那你招收这个神学生进来哈？在台湾是要受训三年，实习一年，要四年以后才能用。
Once someone matriculates into the school, it takes 3 years of lectures and 1 year practical training. So it will take 4 years before this person can become a preacher.
所以现在在台湾一直的加强这个力道要鼓励年轻人要献身。
That's why in Taiwan, we're also encouraging the young people to dedicate themselves as preacher.
因为这些都可以成为上弦的弓，成为张弓的箭。
Because they can become the bow and the arrow of God.
十三节。
This.
在十三节啊，这个就是神所要用的器皿了。
And this is the type of vessel that God wants to use.
所以我们人是让神用的器皿。
And we are the ones that God wants to use.
啊，那我们应该要让主耶稣来使用。
And we need to be used by God, the Lord Jesus.
有一个姐妹啊，她很想要当传道娘。
There's a sister who really wants to be a preacher's wife.
啊，那我们跟她说对不起啊，现在这些神学生都已经结婚了。
And I said to her, I'm sorry, all the theological students are married.
啊，那如果你当不了传道娘啊，还有一个很好的工作。
I said to her, if you cannot be the preacher's wife, there's another job that you can do.
哎，你当不了传道娘，但是你可以当传道的娘。
I said, if you cannot be the preacher's wife, you can be a preacher's mother.
啊，就说你赶快结婚哈，然后呢，求耶稣赐给你儿子哈，那将来鼓励他去当传道，那你就变成传道的娘了。
And I said to her, I encourage you to get married, and you can ask God for sons, and you can encourage your sons to become preachers. Then you can be a preacher's mother.
好，你没有当传道娘，但是你要往传道的娘这个方向来努力，求主耶稣给你机会，鼓励你的孩子啊，为主耶稣培育优秀的下一代。
Even though you have no chance to become a preacher's wife, but you can have sons and encourage them to be preachers, then you can raise up the next generation for the Lord Jesus.
因为神要把我们当成弓，把我们当成箭。
Because God wants us to make us as His bow and His sword.
那重点是拿弓箭的这个人。
But what's most important is the person who's holding the bow and the sword.
我们的神要亲临战场啊，他要成为一个战士。
Our Lord will come into the battlefield and he will be the warrior.
像这个摩西的诗歌啊，这个埃及的军兵啊，被这个红海给淹没以后，哇，因为这是神亲自为他们征战嘛。
Just as Moses, when he observed how the army of Egypt was drowned in the Red Sea.
所以摩西就作诗歌说，神成为战士了。
Moses wrote a psalm saying, God is our warrior.
啊，为我们征战了。
He has fought for us.
啊，我们应该有信心啊。
We must have faith.
那十三节有一句话哦，啊，耐人寻味哦。各位有没有发现哪一句话？十三节里面。
There's an interesting part in verse 13 that you may have noticed.
你看十三节有一句话说，我要激发你的众子，攻击希腊的众子。使你如勇士的刀。
Says that I will raise up your sons against the sons of Greece, and make you like the sword of a mighty man.
撒迦利亚先生他写这个书的时候，他的历史背景是在波斯帝国。
So when the prophet Zechariah was writing this, he lived under the influence of the Persian Empire.
波斯帝国是后来被希腊给灭掉。
And the Persian Empire was later on destroyed by the Greek Empire.
就是那个强大的那个亚历山大大帝。
And they were destroyed by King Alexander.
在主前的331年哈，把波斯帝国灭掉。
It was in the year 331 BC that he destroyed the Persian Empire.
那撒迦利亚先知他那个时候是500，应该以这个来看的话。应该是五百十几年，或是到二十年之间的哈，五百多年。那五百多年到331年，啊，可能有170年，或是180年左右。
And so Zechariah wrote this in the year about the year 520, and so this is about 170 years before the Greeks came to destroy them.
所以希腊的兴起呢，把波斯帝国灭掉，是在一百多年以后的事情。
And so the rise of Greece and the destruction of Persia came some 100 some years later.
那希腊要被攻打，希腊帝国它是在主前146年呢、啊，啊，被罗马给攻破了。
It was in the year 146 BC that the Greek Empire was overtaken by the Roman Empire.
哎，就是说亚历山大大帝他强盛之后呢，大概200年的时间，啊，这个希腊帝国被罗马给灭掉了。
After King Alexander conquered the land for Greece, the Greek Empire lasted for about 200 years before the Romans came and took control.
这是一百多年、两百多年以后要发生的事情啊！他现在说要攻击希腊呢。
So this is something that would happen some 100 or 200 years later. Why is it that it's talking about Greece here?
这应该是代表了整个敌对神啊，这个选民国度的这个力量。
And so this is mentioned here to represent all the forces that came to oppose the people of God.
但是从字面上的意思来讲啊，在历史上也真的应验。
But on the historical side, this happened historically.
啊，因为在希腊帝国灭亡之前的三四十年的时间。
And this is before the
希腊灭亡的之前的时间，在三四十年的时间。
So this happens 30, 40 years before the Greek Empire was destroyed.
大概是在主前180几到160几年之间。
It happened around 160 to 180 BC.
以色列国、哦、这个犹太人呢，他们曾经组成了一个王朝、哦、来对抗希腊，也多次的把希腊打败。
The Jews in the land of Israel revolted against the Greeks, and several times were victorious in their revolts.
但是那个范围当然是限于在以色列地这个范围。
However, the area that they were able to control remained within the boundaries of Israel.
所以我们从字面上的意思啊，在历史上呢就有应验了。
And so this actually did happen in history.
但是这个不是全面性的，它是部分的应验。
But this did not come to pass on a global scale, but it only happened in that small region.
有时候我们看先知他的预言呢，在历史上的应验是部分的。
Sometimes when as we read the prophets, the prophecies, we see how the prophecies were fulfilled on a small scale.
那么它全面性的应验呢，应该会在周末、哦、在末日的时候。
However, the prophecy would be fulfilled once more on a more global scale at the end time.
所以这个希腊就代表所有敌对神的势力。
And so the Greeks represent all the forces that oppose God's chosen people.
但是神为百姓来征战，所以最后还是会得胜。
And God fought for his people, and at the end, he would be victorious.
我们来看启示录十七章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 17.
启示录十七章。
Revelation chapter 17.
十七章我们看十四节。
Verse 14.
启示录十七章十四节。
Revelation chapter 17, verse 14.
他们与羔羊征战，羔羊必胜过他们。因为羔羊是万主之主，万王之王，同着羔羊的就是蒙召被选有忠心的，也必得胜。好、啊、这段话就是提到在末日这个全面性的大战争呢、啊、羔羊就是耶稣基督要胜过这些世界敌对的势力。
In the end time, the Lamb, who is the Lord Jesus, will overcome those who opposed them.
那我们从这里就可以知道说，好，在终末啊，最后末日要应验呢，它是一个全面性的。
And so at the end time, the fulfillment of this prophecy will be on a global scale.
这是属于基督的阵营啊，跟敌对的势力的征战。
And this is a warfare between the Lord Jesus and all those who opposed him and his chosen people.
先知书的预言呢、啊，常常是有这种特性。
And so this is a characteristic of the prophecies of the prophets.
从当时的历史到后来的历史到历史的终结。
And so the prophecies apply at the time of the prophecy, sometime later, and also at the end time.
那这一切就是从神的约，他立的约，他不会废掉，啊，从这个地方开始。
And all this began with the covenant that God made with His people that cannot be destroyed.
那我们今天领受基督宝血的洗礼，就是在洗礼的时候，我们跟耶稣立的约了。
Today, at the moment that we're baptized, that it is then that we have made a covenant with God, the Lord Jesus.
那一天起，我们就成为神的子民。
And from that day on, we're called the children of God.
那成为神的子民，就开始要征战。
And once we have become the children of God, we begin this warfare.
但是这场征战早就决定了胜败。
But the outcome of this war has been decided already.
因为神为我们征战
，Because God fights this battle for us。
所以像刚刚启示录所说的，我们今天是蒙召被选的。
Just as what the book of Revelation says, that today we have been chosen。
啊，我们要成为基督的战士。
We will be warriors of Christ。啊，
那这个蒙召被选，这个都是出于神的主动。
And to be chosen by God has been due to the initiative of God。
不是我们拣选主，主耶稣。
It's not that we have chosen the Lord Jesus.
是耶稣拣选我们。
It's the Lord Jesus who chose us.
那今天我们既然被验中了，被选上了。
Today, we have been chosen by the Lord Jesus.
那再来，我们就要成为一个忠心的人。
We must be faithful servants.
这是我们可以决定的。
Because this is something we can choose to do.
我们去迎接一个已经确定的胜利。
We can welcome a victory that will surely come.
我们在神的带领底下呢，去打这一场的胜战。
And we can fight a victorious battle under the guidance of the Lord.
所以这段话呢，被称为这个基督教里面的一个胜战。
And so this passage became a passage of victory for all Christians.
我们再看十六节，翻回来看九章十六节，撒迦利亚书。
Let's turn to Zechariah chapter 9 verse 16.
九章十六节
Zechariah chapter 9 verse 16
这里提到当那日啊主他们的神必看他的民如群羊拯救他们因为他们必像冠冕上的宝石高举在他的地以上这段话是说他们征战得胜呢那么神把他看为宝贵好像冠冕上面的宝石
Because they were victorious God saw them like the jewels of a crown
我们来看一段经文比较清楚我们看以赛亚书四十三章
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 43
以赛亚书四十三章
Isaiah chapter 43
四十三章我们从第一节来看
Verse 1
雅各啊创造你的主以色列啊造成你的那位现在如此说你不要害怕因为我救赎了你我曾提你的名召你，你是属我的。啊，这里提到神所拣选的人是属于神的。
It tells us that those who have been chosen by God belong to God.
啊，第二节提到说，经过各种的患难啊，但是都可以得到平安。
Although you pass through the troubles, but you will be saved. You will be at peace.
再看第四节
，Verse 4.
因我看你为宝，为尊，又因我爱你。所以我使人代替你，让列邦人来替换你的生命。
It says, since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life.
啊，第五节
Verse 5.
不要害怕，因我与你同在，我必领你的后裔从东方来，又从西方招聚你。
It says, fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west.
这段话非常好。
This is a wonderful passage.
我们是属神的人。
We belong to God.
是所他所选召的。
We have been chosen and called by him.
他把看我们为尊为贵。
He sees us as precious in his sight.
而且他真的爱我们。
And he loves us.
这段话让我们得到很大的激励。
This passage encourages very much.
好，我们就要来祷告了。
Now we're going to pray.
在祷告当中，我们也来数算神给我们的恩典。
During this prayer, let us count the blessings that God has given us.
我们能够有感谢、赞美的心我们才有力量再往前走。
Only if we have a heart of thanksgiving and praise can we continue to have the strength to walk on.
来数算主耶稣在我们身上的恩典。
Let us count all the blessings that the Lord Jesus has bestowed on us.
我们的信心就可以建立在那些的基础上面。
And in this way, we can build our faith on these foundations.
也要为教会的工人来祷告。
Let us also pray for the workers of the church.
庄稼多，工人少。
The harvest is plentiful, but the workers for harvest are few.
我们要求庄稼的主差派更多的人工人出来。
We need to ask the Lord of Harvest to send out more workers.
人的鼓励，但也要神的激励。
We need people to encourage one another, but we also need God to spur us on.
这是教会发展的一个关键。
And this is a critical point of a church's growth.
那我们每一个人都在自己的本分上来尽力量。
Let us all do our best from our different areas.
我们能够按照圣经告诉我们的我们的奉献能够很稳定。
And so that we can continue to serve continually and according to the Bible.
如果我们真教会的每一位弟兄姐妹都奉行十一的奉献，
if all the brothers and sisters can pay tithe,
我们就可以支持更多的工人来做工。
We can support more workers to do God's work.
我们要为这个事情来祷告。
We need to pray for this matter.
我们就一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.